Bonjour. Pleased to be sitting here today with Josephine Mandaman Bidasage from Thunder Bay, Ontario. Josephine originally comes from the Wequemacong Reserve in Ontario, Canada, having grown up on Lake Huron, and returns here to Duluth, to Lake Superior, which back in 2003 was the beginning of her first water walk. So we are grateful to Josephine for coming all of this way here to Duluth to share some stories and recollections of growing up in Wequemacong, Ontario, her home reservation. So, Ania, bonjour Josephine, miigwech to gushnan.
Miigwech. Daskin digo wasi sindo dem. Gae, oche bueni shalbe kwendao. Wequem kum donji. Nimki wikwe dong shigume guanango doda. Apchin minu endap gibe wikwechin guan wibi gigida. Wida bad damanabe. Gae, gaje taugin guan gae. Bidi kain. Ingi gidje kone go in Smith Bay, Cape Smith Shankade, we come kum. Mi gadje gadje taugia. Dije, she bequen mash kini kwesua. In shun gidje tauge. Spanish Shankade residential school. Wow. You gadje school now. In the sheet tagging a dash new ponigisia. Migi, keep it new one we gear. In the sugar catcher tagging a. Me put in mamma the bed arden killer. Keep cord and bidden mark, bed arden. In a bubble, bed and bed arden. Keep cook niche that casnuck. You put in quenema. Anisha mabba, mabba, sigh. Enje dat sign bit didn't end up there. You put in nin beganadia. Need a sugar can mamma peach gay. Gobman taugia me can my nibbe. Upshe chito and dog can be. Quahok nugget and mot be. Need a surge. Enje on nugget and mock cooked. Me no nugget and mock, no nugget and mock weedy. And enje met one be. Quen Mogi and Dadzia Gidadzinaba 1942 February 21st Gin Dadzinaba Mama and Dad Gokomisigi Gida Casanoe Ashimski we be not no Jason Need a sugar upon a gash to Gavin in the Ekida Pigan Dadzi and Opportunity. Up to give Pane gay, caught out with the gay. Can you go to Ashup Queen Morgani? Me no a pitcher young with the Spanish. Queen Moko of Moka, the big geeses, oh yes. You quit Mokokumis. You quit Mommy Kuganiva. And in Bodes is see. Queen Moga. Wokumis. Hopje. You turn into Penny Kokumis, oh yeah. Quen Mokoko escape pane. He may not dead muck. Pane ye need mamma. Ye should ask cock. Being cook, Mr. Magic, get us a cook and down. He mem de bonnet with. Ye need the margin ask cock, mamma. An open ash cook, Miss Kidder. Ye sweet with your cook, Miss. Massam. Is mo piche nak am begie tandna na ho keda skabi yang mino ye kwen mo gen ko komes no spigat bot pigat mo chagi jita tge kwen mo gei какун гият. Кай и на касини фюнерал хоум еш на кадек. Мен данги че. Че нога ден че касат. Нишам коен маги мамонги ек. Гиб кога бейте ке уипе маги дан кокумес. Какун. Пананин ги пе ван кокумес. Ни бадабик. Идеше. Яд шеп какун. Доен маги дуи дуи пе мак. Им кау може шингишна. Апа че, че тоен да агуте кокумес. Кокумес таник. Еже нага ден манги таги. Пе но ишке нин кокумес ге. Кокумес авиян. Зага воге куна ген уше, кенен ендам. Мида шве. Капка нага ден ма мо пичке нага ден ма. We gigon gay nagged met gay Quentan gay Pisces gay hour February Pisces hour in the shape quen muggy Pane gave quen muggy and cook a mesky pane nagged man be. When I was in residential school and I always, my grandmother was always beside me. I was always beside my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to residential school, I really missed her. Really missed my grandmother. So when I saw the full moon, every full moon, I saw her. I saw the moon. I really felt comfortable. Really felt at peace when I saw the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Without knowing what it meant. But later on, I knew that the grandmother moon, the moon is our grandmother. That she, my grandmother, was the one that I thought of when I saw the full moon.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that as a young child. But I knew that the moon was really comforting for me. I even felt her warmth.
Oh.
When I was looking at her. So it reminded me of my grandmother every time I saw the full moon.
Oh.
So I know that the full moon is very, very special to the women. And I wish that I can be a grandmother too to my grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. And Josephine, you are a grandmother to so many and the good work that you've done. You know, Migo Miziwe Anishnabe King Gabaya in Gaga Kino Motwa Minoaga Niganian Kapimosean. You've done such outstanding work for the people in your journeys around the different Great Lakes and the different waterways, and that was a beautiful way to begin today with just talking a little bit about that memory of being a young girl in residential school and seeing the moon and just feeling that love and that connection. And I guess when our listeners heard you talk, you addressed that moon as Gokmisnan, our grandma, the way that you talked about the moon so lovingly and so kindly. You also talked a little bit in your opening remarks about the community that you come from and some of the people that, you know, you remembered and some of your relatives. Is there anything you wanted? Nawich nago bungi huiana kanutaman jinish insatamaadigo bezindagajig. Just about the community you come from and just some of the experiences that you recollected for us today.
I remember my aunties, my uncles. Especially remember my uncle Dominic Shkahogan.
Mm-hmm.
He was my first teacher. Taught me many things, and my aunt Sarah always reminded me, "Don't forget to come back," she would say.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew that I had a place to go to if I ever needed something,
mm-hmm.
or somebody to talk to. I had my aunt Harriet too, who was in Wiki. She was always very instrumental to me in terms of how she raised her children. And her grandchildren. I remember her telling me one time her daughters were fighting amongst her because every month she would go and stay with one of her daughter's house for a month, and then she would, by 12 months, she would visit all her grandchildren. And then they would be fighting over her. They wanted her to come more than the 1 month. So I realized that grandmothers, how important it is to be a grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And my aunties, my aunt, Aunt Sarah was the one who lived in Sagamuck. I used to go and visit them every time I every chance I could. And my Uncle Dubnik is the one who was very instrumental in my upbringing as an Anishinaabekwe.
Mm-hmm.
Because he taught me many things about being an Anishinaabekwe. He said, don't ever forget you're Ojibwe Anishinaabekwe, he said.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I'm in Lakota territory, if you're Cheyenne territory, he says, never forget that you're Ojibwe.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try and be other things that you're not, he said.
Mm-hmm.
So I always remember that when I go to Pipestone or to other territories, even in Mohawk territories, I respect them and I tell them that whatever you do is your, if I've been invited, I tell them, this is your territory, I'm only here as a guest.
Mm-hmm.
So I always respect that. I remember one time my uncle told me one time that when it was raining, he said the plants are drinking, they're eating, they're nourishing themselves, he said. Don't ever pick medicines when it's raining, because mm-hmm. you have to respect the medicines. They have to nourish themselves, so you don't pick medicines when it's raining.
Wow.
So I always remember that. And then on the other hand, he said that when an elder is eating too, you don't disturb them while he's eating. He said, let him or her eat, because she's praying for the food that she's eating. Every little morsel that she eats, she thinks about the food, where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
The corn,
mm-hmm.
the beans, potatoes, wherever she's eating. She remembers where it came from, so she's praying while she's eating. Don't disturb her, she said. He said, so there's many things that I recall that he told me. I remember he scolded me one time, really. He scolded me because there was a time when people asked me to do a sweetgrass ceremony.
Mm.
I'd seen him do it so often. When they asked me, I said, no, I can't. So he knew that. He saw that I said no to the people.
Mm.
He came and told me that, don't ever do that again. He pointed his finger at me, don't ever do that again, mm-hmm. he said. People ask you to do something, you do it if you feel good about it, he said. Because they know that you can do it. They know you can do it, so don't ever say no, he said. So when people ask me to do something, I do it because they know that I can do whatever it is that they want me to do. So I always think of him when I
mm-hmm.
when I feel really hard about doing something.
Oh, wow.
If people ask me to do something, I have to do it.
Wow. We went to the Gonzo Mikau.
Yeah.
Good dinner, we magan. Wa yeah. Mina go au Dominic?
Dominic, yeah.
Dominic is kakugan, wa.
Yeah. Passed away.
Uh-huh. Ki ne boa ka guna.
Mm-hmm.
Wa, ge get ne boa, ga je winda moik Josephine. Ga kwe zin swin. Yeah, you were definitely blessed growing up there in Wikwamakong to have known those good people and to have been able to benefit from their stories and encouragement to do the work that you now presently do. And definitely, since I've known you, I've never heard you say Gawin to anybody. So you definitely listened to your uncle and lived by his good inspiration and example. And indeed, one of the things you were also able to share with the listeners of our KUMD program, Gaganonadida Ojibwe Stories, was, I guess, your story of what inspired you to begin the water walks that you have now led around all of our Great Lakes and many other waterways. That was actually a very powerful story of standing up and listening to those messages that our teachers, that our elders give to us. Would you be able to share with some of our listeners, Jaganashimonkea, just some of those good encouragements that you gave to us in your first story about what made you Gaunjenanibuyan, Pazakwigabuituin, Kinibiminan?
I always do that. We as women have to take care of the water, because we as women, we are caretakers of the water, just the way Mother Earth is. Gives us her water, her mm-hmm. veins. We always have to think of that.
Mm-hmm.
So when I think of that, I want to take care of the water as much as I can, any way I can. And I will do whatever I can to take care of that water. When I think about the journey that I have embarked on,
mm-hmm.
I think of three things. The journey that I'm on, the first time is the water journey, and then the Second is asking for wise counsel.
Mm.
And the third is asking for full provision.
Mm-hmm.
Those three things that I ask for when I journey out with the water. Not only with the water, but myself too, I have to think of that. Because I have to think about the journey that I'm on, the daily journey.
Mm-hmm.
I ask for wise counsel, I ask for Creator to help me, that I will be provided for
mm-hmm.
fully whatever I do. So that's the teaching that I've gotten from the East Coast,
mm-hmm.
from the when I finished the journey in from the West to the East. I met a man. His name is Kevin Christmas, and he told me about the bear, the yellow bear. And with that, he included the three pillars that we journey on. On our journey, we are daily journey or whatever. Even when the East to the West, they left. People left a long time ago. They journeyed. And in the journey, they provided, they asked for wise counsel. And then when they asked Creator for full provision, they provided us provided for. So that's the teaching that I got from him. And so when I share that with people, I especially in Wasauksing, and I think it was in Walpole Island, I talked to them about that, and they remembered.
Mm.
Two of those chiefs remembered that that's part of the treaty, Kiduk.
Mm-hmm.
So it was part of the treaty. The Creator gave us a treaty to remember that. So when I think about how important it is that we have to take care of the water on our journey every day, when I think about how Creator gave us, when he brought us down to this physical realm, he wanted us to take care of his daughter, and his daughter is our mother, Mother the Earth, so we have to take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we have to do on this earth, is take care of her. Nothing else. We don't care about politics or anything, or getting rich.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to think about how we can be an instrument to the people.
Mm-hmm.
How to take care of Mother Earth, that's a message that we have to give to the people.
Wow.
And our teachers are very, very wise. Padre Don is my greatest teacher that I've
mm-hmm.
I've always relied on him
mm-hmm.
for his guidance, his spiritual guidance that he's always provided for me. He's always been very true in what he says for me to do. So I really respect that. Wise counsel that I get and full provision that I have.
Mm.
I don't have to. People provide for me. All I need, I don't have to go and ask for it. It's just given to me. So that's my journey on this earth.
Wow. And I imagine too, Josephine, as you are doing this wonderful journey on the earth that you make, that you have opportunity to share your story and share the things that you have learned with many, many different peoples, Anishinaabeg, you know, all kinds of people all around the world, in fact, you've had opportunity to speak to. Another very important part, in addition to, you know, keeping the physical quality of our water, keeping it clean, the Binagamingo, is also the spiritual message of water that you carried.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've heard many stories about the spirits in the water.
Mm.
And I've heard of the spirit of the water that takes care of the water.
Mm.
There's a snake that takes care of the water. And in Sault Ste. Marie, I heard through the people there that there is a channel where they have to really before they cross. Even to this day, they have to offer tobacco and a gift before they cross. Because if they don't, their lives get taken, or even a child will be taken. So they're very respectful of that. And I've heard that Winnebushu.
Mm-hmm.
Winnebushu stories about how the water has to be taken care of. I remember my mother telling me that when my grandmother was a young woman, she said she saw a mermaid, Killarney Ode. They were sailing in their boat.
Mm-hmm.
It was really quiet. They said, and she said she saw this lady on the rock. She was combing her long hair.
Mm-hmm.
And as the sailboat turned, made a noise, the sails made a noise, and she jumped into the water.
Mm-hmm.
And she saw the tail, fish tail that she had.
Mm-hmm.
She jumped in the water. So that was a sighting that she saw. So we know that there's mermaids in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Binabe, we call them Binabe Kwe.
Oh, yeah.
So we know that there's spirits in the water. And in Gull Bay, when I used to visit Gull Bay, I used to visit this Elsie King. She was telling me that there were sightings about Binabe.
Uh-huh.
Across the lake where she lived. She lived in Gull Bay. And she says there's always sightings of mermaids there, mermans.
Mm-hmm.
And that lately she hasn't seen anybody. She hasn't seen anything. Or they hadn't seen anything. I don't know where they went, she said. So I don't know. Maybe they're hiding somewhere. They're hiding on the humans. Too many humans coming around, I think. And then when I walk in the water.
Mm-hmm.
I walk in the water as often as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And I take my shoes off. I take my socks off and I walk the water wherever I see water. I remember one time when I was walking in the water, I heard a voice in the water. It said, "Ngishitame pibs and megego." And I turned around. I wondered where the words were coming from, or who said that. As I stood in the water, and I saw this big rock in the water, and the water was lapping on the rock.
Mm-hmm.
And the words came again, "Ngishitame pibs and megego."
Mm.
And then I remembered he said, "Ngishitame pibs and megego." Because I remember I always say that we have to start listening to the words. We have to listen to what we hear. And so the words came, "Ngishitame pibs and megego." "Ngishitame" means we are ready. Pibshin Mekego means we're ready, when you're ready to listen.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell people now that you have to start listening to the waters, because they'll give you a message. And I also remember that there's a prophecy that after the clans were given their teachings, there were seven prophets that came.
Mm-hmm.
And the prophets told the people why they came. Seventh prophet went back into the water. He said, "You're not ready to hear what I have to tell you. I'll come back when you're ready to listen." So I always remember that. And I think that we're waiting for this prophet to come and tell us what he was going to tell the people. So when I walk in the water, I always look to the middle of the lake, and I think about the song. Swigaming. The song of the center of the lake. And I tried to see if I could find somebody that will come out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I tell people. They have to start listening to the water. Listen to the water as it comes falling off the trees. The trees and the leaves in the water. It tells many, you can hear many things. You can hear the whisper of the water, the whisper of the winds in the water.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to start listening. We're given two ears, two eyes, one mouth. We have to really pay attention to what we've been given.
Wah, gadebwe, wah. Pejago itago. Doing.
Yeah.
Ejiminago is it anishinabe. Jinapchitut. Wah, Josephine, those are beautiful and important messages. And for yourself, who has had such a strong advocacy role in, you know, picking up water and walking around these enormous water bodies, you know, with people and raising awareness and carrying that water around each of these great lakes as you have done, it really is this extraordinary effort. And as we've heard here, with some 600 water walks now having taken place around smaller lakes and along rivers, that your work has inspired that great movement across many different areas and regions. As you were introducing yourself here today, we also heard you say to everyone,
mm-hmm.
So being of the bullhead fish yes. clan, well, I guess we know what brought you in part also to the water.
Bullhead.
Gigo, oh. Yeah. Being of the fish clan, that I guess is a strong, powerful draw always to the water for you. But you have certainly extended that to all of us who are not of the fish clan.
Yeah.
So we thank you so much for speaking to everyone today. Josephine Mandaman Bidasage from Thunder Bay, Ontario. Josephine originally comes from the Wequemacong Reserve in Ontario, Canada, having grown up on Lake Huron, and returns here to Duluth, to Lake Superior, which back in 2003 was the beginning of her first water walk. So mm-hmm. we are grateful to Josephine for coming all of this way here to Duluth to share some stories and recollections of growing up in Wequemacong, Ontario, her home reservation.
In the next episode of Ojibwe Stories Gaganunidada, we will continue our conversation with Josephine Mandama, and she will give more insights about the water walk movement that she began back in 2003 with a walk around Lake Superior. This is Gaganunidada, Ojibwe Stories. Our host today is Brian McInnes, Associate Professor at the College of Education and Human Service Professions at UMD. To listen again to past episodes of Ojibwe Stories, click on the Programs tab at kumd.org. Funding provided in part by the Minnesota Indian Affairs Council and by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.